His narrated views of the channel, that once a person complained to a saint of his sorrow and grief, so the saint asked him, would you accept being blind in exchange for 10,000 dirhams? I'll give you 10,000 dirhams, give me your eyesight. He replied, no, I want to keep my eyesight. He said, would you accept being dumb, not being able to speak in exchange for 10,000 dirhams? He said, no, I want to keep my voice. Would you accept having both hands and feet amputated in exchange for 20,000 dirhams? He said, no, I want my hands and my feet. Would you accept being insane to lose your mind in exchange for 10,000 dirhams? He said, no, I don't want that to happen to me. He said, do you not feel ashamed that you're complaining to Allah Azza wa Jal in spite of having provisions worth 50,000 dirhams and you weren't willing to exchange them for them? Think about it, viewers of my channel. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with everything. I can see the camera, you can see me. You can hear me. Isn't this a great blessing? And yet we're still ungrateful. And in the words of the saint, would you sell your eyesight for 10,000 pounds? Would you sell your mind for 10,000 pounds? Would you sell your hands and feet for 10,000 pounds? Would you sell your ears for 10,000 pounds? Would you? No, you wouldn't. So how can you say you are poor? Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you so much. And if you don't realize how lucky you are, then look. Look at those people that don't have them blessings. Look at those people that don't have the hands that you have. Don't have the ability to talk. Don't have the ability to look. Don't have the ability to hear. Don't have the ability to speak. And realize how lucky you are. You may think that, okay, I don't have a bank balance. I don't have a credit card that I can use and go out and buy 10,000 pounds worth of stuff. I don't have these things. But rather than looking at the things that you don't have, look at the things that you do have. And be thankful for what you have. You know, here in the UK, in the West, in many, many places around the world, we have shelters. People are living out without any shelters. People are all around the world, there are Muslims all around the world, viewers of the channel, that don't have a shelter right now. You know, we go home, here in the UK, we've got central heating, we put it on and leave it on 24 hours a day. People don't even have any heating whatsoever. So how lucky we are, how fortunate we are that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with so much. And yet we still complain. How ungrateful we are that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us so much. All right, I'm cold, I'm feeling cold, but I've been blessed that Allah Azza wa Jalla has enabled me to have this coat. I've got a coat on to be able to keep myself warm. I've got a vest underneath here to keep myself warm. Isn't that a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla? Should I not be thankful for Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah has blessed me with these things. Instead of being ungrateful. But unfortunately, viewers of Munchal, that is what is happening to us. We are now ungrateful. We're not thankful for whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us. And the problem is, viewers of Munchal, we're looking to those people. Those people that have got more than us. And thinking, why? What do I have to do to get there? And what happens is to get there, we'll commit all sorts of sins. We don't care what we do. As long as we get there. We don't care if we have to, you know, hurt people, damage people, steal, rob, whatever, as long as we get there. What we should be doing is we should be looking at those people that are not as fortunate as we are and think to ourselves, Ya Allah, how lucky I am. How fortunate I am. And I've seen some social media posts recently where there's a person in a wheelchair and he's wishing that he could get out of the wheelchair and walk. There's a person that's walking and he's wishing that he could have a bike. There's a person that's got a bike wishing that he could have a car. There's a person that's got a car wishing he could have all these things, an aeroplane, an helicopter, etc. And that is the problem, viewers of Munchal. We're always wishing for more rather than being thankful for what we've got. And that is a lesson that we need to learn, viewers of Munchal.